Welcome back to Community Connections. We'll change the pace a little bit. We're going to talk about Quilts for Orphans. Now, we've spoken to these people probably a year or two ago, so it's time for them to update, find out what they've been up to and what they've got planned in the future. So it's my pleasure to introduce Deb. We've had Deb with us before, and also Libby, who's the Secretary and Vice President of Quilts for Orphans. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll have to come in a bit closer, Libby. They can't hear.
Thank you.
So let's, for the people that haven't listened before, let's just give a brief outline on Quilts for Orphans, how they became about and what's their main focus.
Well, the essence of our life is making fabric hugs, Alan. So we make beautiful quilts and give them to children and adults around the world and, of course, around home. So that's essentially our aim.
Can't do better than that. So how do they get to the people?
Well, we have many hands who help us do that. It's often directly carried on planes. I'll let Libby give you an example of that, maybe Vietnam.
Yep. Okay, Vietnam, we had a member, Cheryl. She went on a trip to Vietnam with Change the One organisation, started by an Australian businessman setting up facilities in Vietnam to support adults and children who are still suffering the impact of Agent Orange. Yep. So Cheryl was able to visit, I think, in about September and take several suitcases full of quilts and the Hope Special School and some of the other centres. She was able to hand the quilts directly to the children and the families. So that was exciting for her.
And the idea of this is for the young people, like some of these young kids have lost almost everything, haven't they? So
yes.
They've got something of their own that they don't have to share with anyone else.
That's right, Alan, yes. And the joy on their faces, you know, they receive a really colourful fabric hug and it's, as you said, it's theirs to keep. And it just, I guess it's through kindness, changing lives one fabric hug at a time.
That's terrific. Look, I want to go into that further, but first of all, I'd just like, I know I've got a couple of things here of things that you've had, and just tell me a little bit about them. The first one was on the 7th of October, you had a patchwork mini market. How did that go?
Splendidly. We went to, we set up at the Mombok RSL, bless their little white socks, and also at the RSL is the Mombok CWA. So, of
the
course.
The Country Women's Association.
Yes.
Great organisation.
So they whipped up beautiful scones and tea.
They always do.
Yep. and we set up huge table loads of fabrics and quilts. And it was a huge success. So I think, well, what were we doing that day, Libby? It was about $2,000. We earned about $2,000 that day. So that's a little help.
And that helps towards building. I just want to go back a step because I hadn't quite read the bottom of this when I was talking to Libby and you were talking about how they got there. But we should just quickly mention how the organisation came into existence. And I see here it was started by one woman who got the idea.
That's right, Gaynor, her name is, and she started in 2007 with her daughter and a couple of friends making quilts for orphanages in India.
So what motivated her to do that?
Gaynor had been recovering from breast cancer and she wasn't able to return to full-time work, so she really wanted to do something that was purposeful, and she knew some people, Keith and Helen Greenwood, who started up Christian Outreach Mission. It was under the umbrella of Mount Evelyn Christian Fellowship, and they supported about 28 orphanages in India, and the children were sleeping on concrete floors. So when Gaynor said, what could I do to help? And they said, look, if you could make some quilts and the children could have their own quilt and somewhere to sleep that was comfortable, that would be fantastic. So Gaynor started with a goal of making 2,000 fabric hugs.
Gee, great, isn't it? Sorry, I just read that down the bottom, and I just wanted to mention that as to why it started. Now, Deborah, you've also been up at Wanda North at Montelancy.
Yes, wonderful Montelancy.
That just went last week, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was an absolute cracker, Alan. Started on the Cup weekend and we finished just this last Sunday. And nearly every woman said, "Are you doing this again? Are you coming back next year?"
So what did you do? Did you sell quilts?
We did. Actually, very few quilts. We had on display our own Quilts for Orphans quilts,
yep.
But then we had some borrowed quilts from our own people displayed, which was extraordinarily beautiful. And then you'd be amazed, Ellen, how much money you can make out of recycled material. So
yep.
We get stash fabrics given to us all year, right. And we separate it all up and we made these metre 1 metre plus lengths of fabric, and we had them all lined up on card, the type of card that you see in Spotlight when you buy fabric.
Right.
And oh my gosh, they were walking out the door.
And so what did the ladies do with that?
Well, they go home, and as one husband said, "You're all crazy. You take a perfectly good piece of fabric, you cut it all up, and then you reassemble it again."
Well, I'm a bit inclined to agree.
Well, I think you could say the same with a piece of wood, Alan. You know, you can have a piece of timber and then you're going to cut it up and reassemble it into something else. So I don't think it's any different. It's just what women love to do.
And we'll get to that very soon. They've obviously got a lot of women doing it. But we'll just take a quick break, and we know that you've got an appeal coming up too. So we'll come back and talk about that, and we'll find out a lot more about the Quilts for Orphans.
Walking down the street.
And I'm talking to Libby and Deb from Quilts for Orphans. Now, we've talked about a couple of things at the past, and we'll talk right towards the end about something you've got coming up in the early in the new year. But it sounds a lot like Christmas. So you've got a Christmas appeal coming up. Tell us all about it, please.
All right. Can I read this little poem, Alan?
Do whatever you
like. Okay. Christmas Appeal 2023. Fabric Hugs in 23, numbered 353. Nearby, local and some overseas, to tea plantations and refugees. Love and hope, stitches in between, pieced and quilted in every seam. Quilts for Orphans through the year. Send fabric hugs both far and near. To lost and lonely, orphans, poor, homeless, aged, the sick and more. Christmas comes but once a year, and you can help to spread the cheer. Did you know a dollar or more buys a metre of backing, or two, three or four? With a larger donation, then know that you purchase one roll of batting or maybe two. Join the QFO team this Christmas season. Let love, joy and hope be your reason. Our volunteers can continue to sow, and blessings around the globe will flow.
And how do they do? Where do they send the donations, Deb?
Directly to Quilts for Orphans. So we have our Christmas appeal, and you can send it straight to our bank account or send us a cheque. So our BSB. If you've got a pen handy,
well,
everyone.
We probably won't give that.
I wondered, Alan.
Yeah, but certainly they can and we'll give them the contact details for Quilts for Orphans at nearly 2 o'clock. But certainly the cheques, they can be posted to a post box number, can't they?
Yes, whoever bothers to use a cheque these days.
They're
but
not
certainly,
many.
Yeah, you can do a direct transfer to us if you wish.
And we'll give details there. All right. So now we know a bit about these quilts. How do they get made? I mean, how many people have you got, and how often do they meet? Do they do it in their own home, or do they do it when you all get together and have a laugh and a giggle, or what?
Everything, Ellen. All of that you've said. We've got over 70 members throughout Australia.
So they're not just in the Yarra Valley.
Not just in the Yarra Valley. No, we've got some ladies. Queensland, Northern Territory, New South Wales, regional Victoria, and they make quilt tops and post them to us. And then we've got a group of ladies who meet at the Hoddles Creek Hall every Tuesday and the second Saturday in the month, from February through to November. And we put
them... And do they put them together there,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, we put them together. So we use the wadding, and that goes in the middle, and the backing fabric on the back.
When they post them down to you, it's just the face? Is it just all the bits and pieces stuck
together? The quilt
together?
Top that they've pieced together, yes. Yep.
And then you people put them all together with quilting and...
Yes. So we quilt them together. We've got some long arm quilting machine at the Hoddles Creek Hall, and we've got some ladies that also quilt at their own home, whether they use their own domestic machine or a long arm quilting machine. And we put them together, and then we bring them back to the hall, and there are other ladies that sew the binding, which is the edging around the quilts.
So you don't know, like, you don't have a get together on this Tuesday or whatever where you actually make the quilts themselves. The front of them has been made before you get there on the Tuesday.
Quite often, but sometimes we will have a makers marathon where we'll all get together and, you know, sew some projects. So we do a lot of variety of activities to.
Now, I think Deb mentioned fairly. Just mentioned over, how many a year, how many of these, or not orphans, how many of the actual quilts themselves do you try to produce a year?
As many as we can.
But are we talking 50, 100?
Okay. Our last financial year, so from 2022 to 2023, we work in financial years, we gifted 353 quilts. And the financial year before that was 499 quilts. But roughly in total since 2007, we've gifted over 5,500 quilts.
Sure, that's true. Now, Libby, I've got to ask you, because I know we've had Deborah in before and we've talked to her, what made you get involved with Quilts for Orphans?
Gaynor. she encouraged me to join. I love sewing, always wanted to do some quilting, and when I was looking at retiring from my education job, I joined, and it's given me a purpose from going from full-time work to being involved in something purposeful that supports the local community but also people abroad as well.
So do all these quilts go overseas? Because you've just mentioned that. Do they all go overseas or do some stay here?
No, some stay here. For example, since July, we've supported some students, senior students from Billanook College that were going on a humanitarian aid trip to Thailand. We've supported Kirkbray Aged Care for Father's Day with some quilts, and also an aged care centre in Warragul. We've had the Royal Children's Hospital Paediatric ICU unit and Monash Children's Hospital newborns. They've received quilts. Maroondah Rotary for their Refuge Victoria project. And just looking, change the one, Vietnam. What else have I got on my list? Ukrainians have resettled in Victoria. And Life's Little Treasures. So they're children or babies that have been born premature, and when they reach their 100 days, they receive a small quilt that has 100 embroidered or appliqué on. So, yep, local and abroad.
Mm-hmm. Terrific. All right,
it's pretty cool, Alan.
Oh, it's terrific. Let's just take a quick break and be back with more.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. Baby, just use your mind and then him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. Just use your mind and you never get.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Deb and Libby, and we're talking about Orphans of the Quilts. Great little organisation, and we've told you a little bit about how it came into existence, but now we're going to talk a bit more about you've changed the way, something about the organisation, how you fund it.
Yes, We have been doing markets for many years, and of course we do our quilt shows, but now we're shifting away from doing the markets and into crowdfunding. And this is our first step doing our Christmas appeal. One of our members said to me one day, he said, we are really quite a big little organisation. So what we need to do is transition to reverse that. We need to be a little big organisation.
Fair enough, yep.
So to do that, we need a greater source of income, because we do have to do everything ourselves. So we find the money, we manage our own little organisation, plus we need to make the quilts. So it's quite a... because we're an independent organisation. So that's why we need money to step up.
You can't do much and because you do need to buy some materials and that too, don't you?
Yeah, and we need to keep the lights on and bless the Shire of Yarra Rangers for our beautiful hall that we are in. It's a fantastic space, but you still got to have the internet and the power and all those basic... you know, pretty boring things, but they're essential to us to manage it well. And then we've got to buy our fabrics. Huge amount are donated, but we need to step up.
So towards the end, we're going to tell you how to find out more about these quilts for orphans, and also there'll be a link there as to their bank account and how you put the money in. But you've got some other people that have been helping you too.
We have. And I mentioned the Shire of Yarra Rangers, and they're just outstanding. The way they manage their hall systems, and us in particular, we're very grateful for. So they keep us warm and safe. We just love the Star Mail, because lovely reporters Michaela and Kel are putting articles in the paper for us regularly. And just with a quick phone call, Kel whipped up an article just last week to assist us with our show.
I've just picked up the local
paper. Yeah. So it's a really lovely story that he did. Of course, Yarra Valley FM, by promoting us annually, is a fantastic thing. And also Victorian Quilters. We do our insurance through them, and they, of course, they help us network with other quilting groups within Victoria. And
How many other groups are there through Victoria?
The ones that register with Vic Quilters, there's well over 100 quilting groups around the state alone. I know groups that think themselves too little and don't actually register with Victorian Quilters, but we do so that we can manage our insurance really well. So they organise a group insurance, which is just sensational for our public liability. And all of those are supporting groups, and also Aaron Violi's office. That's where we do our printing, because we got a little laptop but we don't have a printer. So, you know, there's lots of people circling around us, not to mention people who just give and give. And it could be fabric, it could be sewing machines. We've just been given a beautiful Bernina industrial machine. So for those out there who know what I'm talking about, you're going, oh, wow. and some other very special items of equipment.
Terrific. And... obviously, I guess one of the major things is you've got to get your material, don't you? If you haven't got the material, you haven't got quilts.
Yeah, I'll let Libby talk about that.
Thanks, Deb and Alan. So we've done some costings. Our wonderful treasurer had worked out a costing that to finish a single bed quilt, it costs us about $41. Now, if we can buy backing fabric on special, then it'll go a bit further. But if we have to pay full price, it costs us $41 to finish off the single size quilt, and it costs about $15 to complete a cot size quilt. So that's what we're looking at.
And again, you should mention, if you had to pay labour, you'd be triple that, wouldn't you? So
absolutely.
We need to make mention that all this is done by volunteers.
Yes. And 100% of our donations goes back into the organisation and making the fabric arts.
Nobody gets any money out of it, do they?
Absolutely not, no. We get a lot of enjoyment from making the quilts, admiring what people make.
Having a laugh and a giggle on a Tuesday?
Absolutely, yes.
How many people would turn up normally on a Tuesday?
Roughly on a Tuesday we could get up to about 12. Yeah, 12 people. And every second Saturday, second Saturday in the month, we can get up to 25.
So on the Saturdays, you're actually making quilts, are you? Like the Tuesday, you're putting them together. What do you do?
We're doing the same thing. Doing the same thing on a Tuesday and the Saturdays.
So you just can't get them all done on the weekend.
No. Well, I've got sitting there. Part of my responsibility is looking at the quilt tops and getting them organised so that some ladies can cut the backing fabrics and cut the wadding. I've got tubs and tubs of quilt tops. We've received a lot over COVID. Yep. And we're still going through, the backlog that we've got.
All right, so you brought up an interesting point there. Did you find that during COVID you picked up any new members or ladies that were just bored at home? Because let's face it, we're all bored. did you pick up any more people?
Yes, yes, we did. And picked up people also that from regional Victoria who were keen to join because it gave them something purposeful to do, and they've stuck with us. So
and I suppose the other issue is too that probably your own quilters, their production went up higher too because there wasn't much else from them,
was
there?
Yes. And we, had a system when there was, opportunities, we'd have, a few weeks. Yes, we could, a few of us would go up to Hoddle's Creek, get a whole lot of quilt tops and different things that we needed and fabric, and we'd do drop-offs, contact-free and, keep production going. So we actually found it was more.
All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Now the headlights on the high. Yarra Valley FM 99.1 is now broadcasting from new studio facilities at 9 Lilydale Road, Healesville.
Sound so true, it almost startles you.
Feel free to get in touch via email info@yarravalleyfm.org.au. Call us on 59615991.
It's only the beginning.
Reception so clear, performance so great, you'll wonder what you've been missing.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, always.
Now, Deb, I guess every organisation without volunteers, you've got nothing. And we were talking about that in the last hour. So tell us, how do you get your members? But more importantly, do you need any more?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, Alan, we certainly need more members. And really because new members bring a new level of enthusiasm.
Yep.
They bring new skills. They bring, their own quilting skills to us, which is very important.
And hopefully they bring friends as well.
Well, they do.
Yep.
But not everyone has to be a quilter because I'm certainly not a piecer at all. I can do the quilting work on our gamel machine, our big loom, and lots of other tasks like running our exhibitions.
Oh, so you yourself don't quilt?
No. I'm not a piecer at all. No.
A piecer?
Yeah. A quilter. Yeah, I'm not a quilter. But I have a passion for quilts. I love them. And I find it much cheaper to buy them from Quilts for Orphans than it is to actually make them. But membership is essential to keep an organisation alive, keep it youthful, and bring you new skills and to us. Now, Alan, from our first interview we did 2 years ago, we certainly got a beautiful new member from Coldstream.
Terrific.
And Margaret might be saying that. And, of course, then she brought her friend Carmen along, and on it goes. And yesterday I had a woman arrive with her daughter because she'd won a prize at our show at Montelancy. She came to pick it up. And, of course, her daughter went, "Oh, my gosh, look what you do. I want to join." And this young woman, I emphasise, because our ages are sort of the 60s, 70s, and so we love when 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds turn up. And she said that she has media skills. And you want, we get excited when someone comes in with skills that we weren't raised with. So membership is incredibly important to us. Local paper ad last Christmas bought us a beautiful member from up Poweltown Way, and we've got lots of women joined us from the Warburton, Yarra Glen area, and they've all come to us by the newspaper, the radio, our quilt shows. Our markets have all been drawn to us. But a really big influx last year, as we talked about COVID, brought a lot of people out from their homes and were seeking community for women. We do have some male members.
Oh, I wasn't going to ask
that. We do indeed. We have two male members in our group who do some wonderful things for us. And then we have fantastic husbands who support us in the skills that we may not have. And so we just absolutely need people that can come in on a Tuesday, sew at home, come in on the second Saturday of the month so working girls can join in. Mm. But we do need stitches, which is another common term used. So,
and what stitches are people who put it all together?
Yeah, people who can just put a needle and thread in their hand, people who can just use an ordinary domestic sewing machine and sew a straight line. Many quilters will say they prefer that to dressmaking because it is just a straight line.
All right, we'll just take a quick break, and when we come back, Libby and Deborah are both going to, or between the two, we'll give you the contact details. So if you have a paper and pencil, we'll tell you all about it.
Listen, call on, hey, cry, that lady, you cry all night.
We've been talking to orphan Quilts for Orphans, and we're still talking to them. But to find out more, they're running a fundraiser, which we Deb told you all about, a Christmas appeal. And look, these quilts are terrific. They're for young people and babies and that really don't have anything. A lot of them are going overseas, but some of them are still staying here. And without this, like the ladies, let's be honest, the ladies don't get paid for any of it. They're all giving their time. But without fabric and backing and that sort of stuff, well, it's not going to happen. So they really do need some money. So we ask you to get behind that. Also, if you're interested in being a member and helping them make these quilts, Libby's going to tell you how to where to look it up and how to find out all about these.
Okay, thanks, thanks, Alan. Our membership is free too, so if anyone's interested,
yeah.
And due to the generosity of a number of people who've donated fabric to us for the quilt tops to piece together and people's de-stashes, so we have quite a selection in the hall.
So you're not actually looking at the moment for donations of material?
For fabric, we're always looking, for right. donations. We purchase the backing fabric, so they're bigger or larger and wider pieces of fabric. But with the fabrics to make the quilt tops, people are welcome to come to the hall and choose any of the fabric. They don't have to buy it to actually make the quilt tops.
Terrific.
So that's a bonus as well. And husbands like that. We can go shopping and it's not costing us anything. Husbands and partners. And look, we are on Facebook, so you can follow us for Quilts for Orphans on Facebook and find out what's happening and things.
Is there only the one Facebook page or other groups got... Is there a link on it or is the Quilts for Orphans just for your branch?
Quilts for Orphans is just for us, yep. So, yeah, follow us on Facebook. We also have a website with more information and so to find us on Facebook, on the web, it's www.quiltsfororphans.org. And that gives us, you can access the contact page, any patterns and ideas. We've got a gallery page, page. Lots of information. Yep, the newsletter, membership, all on our website.
So give us that again, please, Libby.
www.quiltsfororphans.org.
And if they want to send you an email to find out more about it?
Yeah, info@quiltsfororphans.org.
Now, that's all one word, Quilts for Orphans. There's no dots in between any of it, is it?
Correct,
one word.
All one word.
So it's the 3Ws.quiltsfororphans.org if you want to find out more about it. But if you'd also like to send them an email to find out more about what you part you can play, it's info@quiltsfororphans.org.
That's correct.
All right, we'll take another quick break and then we'll be back with more.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a someone awaiting for me. Away.
And that was a great Johnny O'Keefe and Over the Mountain. The reason why I played that, just to mention, on Sunday night between 6 and 8, it's Matt Shaw's turn to be here with a rock and roll hit parade. As you know, there's rock and roll every Sunday night between 6 and 8 p.m. here. It's Matt's turn this week. I'll be back the following week. So always plenty of rock and roll on a Sunday. And, of course, Sunday week, I'll be here with Music Memories and more between 12 and 3. I'm getting put off here. Anyway, ladies, you want to just wind it up? We've got 3 or 4 minutes. What would you like to say?
Alan, thank you. Annette, who's our president, and myself, we're available to speak to local community groups and organisations if anyone's interested. Again, you can find out and contact me on info@quiltsfororphans.org, and we're always happy to share what we do with local groups.
Oh, terrific.
Yep. We really do believe, Alan, that we are an excellent asset to the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
Because there's not a lot of organisations that provide a constant and permanent space for women to gather. So Quilts for Orphans does exactly that.
In a peaceful atmosphere.
Exactly, in a very peaceful, well, bright light. The kettle's always on and there's loads of machines to work on, and we're happy to help people as well. So it's a very safe place for women to gather, and there's not too many of those around that are independent of any other organisation in the Yarra Valley. We very much stand alone and a very welcoming space for women, hence why come along.
So if they want to find out more, it's a 3Ws.quiltsfororphans, all one word, .org. www.quiltsfororphans.org. Ladies, do you want to wind up with anything? And just tell us, I guess, appeal again for the Christmas appeal.
Yes, just remembering our Christmas appeal. You can find out more about that on our Facebook page and also on our website. And I haven't quite put it up on the website, but this afternoon I'll go home and I'll put it up there so people will be able to find it. Yes.
All right, look, it seems like a really terrific way. And it's not one of those things where the people who want to donate have to give you a large amount of money, don't they? A whole lot of small amounts all adds up.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies, look, we've still got another minute. If there's anything else you'd like to bring to our attention, I'm happy to talk to you about it, or if not, we'll just about call it quits.
I can think of one other thing, Alan.
Yep.
If anyone has materials at home, fabrics that they no longer need in their stash.
What sort of fabrics, then?
Well, we very much like cotton.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, if a daughter is looking after their mother's old stash of fabrics, we just take the lot and we work it out when we sort it. And we support, like, for instance, Ben Warren Op Shop. So what we can't need, we give to them. So when we got back from our quilt show and craft show just the weekend, we sorted out 6 bags of stuff that went off to Ben Warren. So we try to keep our follow-on donations to local groups as well.
Yeah, so if you can't use it, you make sure that it is used in a more of an organisation.
Yeah. So the fabrics that we are given are our mainstay, are absolutely outstanding. So fabrics, sewing machines, notions, which are pins and needles types of things, we're always happy and we'll collect them. So just give us send us an email to info@quiltsfororphans.org and we'll arrange collection.
All right, got to go, ladies. Thank you for coming in with us today and telling us more about the Quilts for Orphans, and I wish you well in your Christmas appeal.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks very much.